Regardless of where you stand regarding the conflict of Ukraine, it is a fact that with every military conflict, there are innocent victims of that conflict. And we are seeing that in the millions of people that are being displaced from their homes with potentially no home to return to. So for as long as the conflict is going on, I'm including this segment with every one of my podcast episodes, an opportunity for us to take a minute and a moment for those who are suffering because of the conflict. For those of you who wish to participate, please hit the pause button for a moment for a thought or a prayer. There is continued and urgent need for humanitarian assistance. There are many respectable and notable organizations out there, and I am appealing to all of you to provide support in whatever way you are comfortable with. I know that we are all going through difficult times, so even if you're not in a position to make donations, helping to spread the word would be immensely helpful. With the help of some groups that I belong to, I've compiled a list of some organizations that are helping with the current conflict. And you can find this list at www.coyote.com/Ukraine. While it's not a comprehensive list, it does offer us a place to start. Once again, that's coyote.com/Ukraine. Thank you for listening to this. I don't often get involved in causes because there are just too many. But while this conflict might hopefully soon be resolved, the humanitarian need will be ongoing for quite some time. Please find a couple of minutes to see how you can help. And like I said, even if it's just to help spread the word, that would be wonderful and amazing. Thank you.
Well, here we are again. 36 episodes into season 2, and many, many, many more hours into this thing that we call the Coyote Small Business Podcast. And season 2 is in the books. Yes, I'm giving myself a little pat on the back because it's been an interesting journey this season because as some of y'all know, we have a new addition at home and she often doesn't like to sleep. And so I wasn't entirely sure how much time that I would be able to dedicate to putting this season together. And on top of that, I didn't know how cognizant I would be through this season. And yes, as some of you know who have listened in season 1's finale, I did mention that I don't like using scripts and I much prefer speaking from the heart. And so there are going to be stutters, stops, yammering, pauses as I reflect on what this season has brought. But one thing looking back at the season is the importance of storytelling and building your community as a small business owner. And I'm glad that while this is something that I do believe in, both of this, so the storytelling and the community building, it wasn't something that I set out to prove, but along the way, as we spoke to so many of our guests, that became a little bit more evident. And it's interesting in that really as small business owners, those are the foundational things that really help to build your brand and really help to communicate your brand message. And as we started talking more about marketing and branding and storytelling, I've always said that branding happens at every point of contact. And for season three, I think we're going to dive a little bit more into that. I think we're going to dive a little bit more into, especially in the Conquering Brand Beast segment, that we're going to talk a little bit more specifically about building your brand as a small business owner. Because along the way, through the past year and the time that I've had with Coyote, not only are small business owners piecemealed information, but one thing that I've heard from repeatedly from small business owners is the information that they're getting is really not right for them. Now, I'm not saying that the advice that they're getting is bad. My answer, as most of you who are listening to this will already know, is that my answer to almost everything is it depends. It depends on where you are in your brand growth. It depends on where you are in your business. It depends on your demographic that you're trying to reach. And it depends on how much time, energy, and or money you have to spend on these tactics. And one thing that I keep coming back to is, and I'm going to use Chinese here to say his name, because I quite honestly, I don't agree with the English translation of it, but Sun Tzu, the author of The Art of War, in that he says, tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat. And we have to be very cognizant about this overall brand strategy and overall marketing strategy that we want to utilize in order to further our brand, to grow our brand, and to communicate our brand. So I really think that we're going to dive a little bit deeper into that in season three. But in the meantime, I really want to thank all of you who have come with us on this journey. Those of you who have caught a couple of episodes, those of you who have, you know, from the bottom of my heart, thank you to those who keep listening and keep coming back. You guys are the reason why we continue with this little project. And I want to thank, of course, the guests and hosts and co-hosts that have come with us along on this journey. I very, very much appreciate it. And again, like we said, even in the beginning of season one, if we're able to help two people in one season, we're gonna keep doing this. And we have had more than two people come to me at some point in time and talked about how it has affected their business and the way that they're thinking about different topics of their business. So yes, there's definitely going to be a season three. When that is, unfortunately, I cannot say for sure, can't say for certain. There are a few things that are upcoming that will be taking up some of my time. And so I wanted to do better for season three. I wanted to structure the interviews a little bit better, differently. And I wanted to make sure, and I want to make sure that there's enough meat here for you guys so that you guys can benefit. So season three, I think, again, we're going to talk a lot more about branding and marketing. And along the way, what I hope is that for those of you who come, who keep coming back, that it will help you to understand your why a little bit better and be able to help you communicate that why into your brand and your brand development. We are at towards the end of November, and so I also wanted to take this opportunity to wish you all happy holidays. For those of you who celebrate, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all the other joyous festivities that happen at this time of year, and Happy New Year. I'm probably the first person to be wishing everybody Happy New Year, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart, because especially now with a little one at home, family and the time that we do spend together is even more apparent to me. So I do hope you are able to celebrate with your loved ones, be it friends or family, and I hope that you all have a very good holidays. And thank you guys again so much for being with us, for putting up with me, and for coming with me along on this wild journey that has been the Coyote Small Business Podcast Season 2. And we will see you in Season 3. This podcast can be found on Spotify, iTunes, a bunch of other podcatchers, and wherever it is that you're listening to from now. If you're enjoying this content, please like, subscribe, follow, rate, hit some bell icon, tell some friends, have a cookie, and definitely send smoke signals to help with the algorithms and to grow this community. And please let us know your suggestions about things that you'd like for us to talk about, or if you just want to chat. We can best be reached at podcast.coyote.com. I'm Thomas, and thank you for listening to the Coyote Small Business Podcast.